And I'm not diminishing the fact of free will. But God forbid that you go through the rest of your life and feel guilty because you were so busy that you wouldn't take time to tell your children about God and His Word. Now, I'm going to go through this chart because, like I said, we have a limitation of time. This is not the only time God said this. He repeated it over and over and over again. Fathers, if you're blessed to still have your children at home, take the leadership of your home and teach them about God. You're responsible for doing so. Psalm 87, that they should make known to their children what the way of the Lord is. Ephesians 6, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And now I want you to know that teaching them about God is more important than teaching them how to catch a baseball. It's more important than teaching them how to hit a baseball or to drive a car or to mow the grass. A fellow told me one time, he's looking at the lawn mowing and his yard didn't look that much. He said, I'm raising children. I'm not raising grass. And what he was saying is, I know my son's not doing as good a job mowing my yard as I could. But my son needs to learn to mow a yard. And I'm in the process of teaching children now and raising children. And I'm not trying to have the best grass in the neighborhood. And he was teaching his children the responsibilities of work. Take the responsibility to teach your children about God and the virtues they're going to need in life in order to function as adults. We have men who pushed off the spiritual training of their children to the mothers. And I'm not trying to minimize what the mothers have done. My godly mother did a lot to train me while Dad was out at work. And I'm not minimizing that. But the responsibility goes back to him who is the leader in the home, and that is the dad. He must see that his wife and children are spiritually nourished. And that involves leading them in family prayer, leading them in Bible study, and making the atmosphere of the home where these children are raised Christ-like. If your home is chaos, if your home is unfitting for a Christian to mature in, fathers, you're responsible for that. And you must be taking the responsibility of it. When fathers fail to be a good example, when they show no interest in learning the Word of God, whenever they do these things, they're failing their families. And we've talked about fathers that fail to provide, but we need to be conscious of fathers who provide the best of things that this life can give and then don't teach their children about God, to whom they're going to leave everything they've accumulated. They fail. They fail. And one day they're going to answer to God for that. You must take your sons and teach them how to work. Proverbs 6 says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. And he goes on to describe the ant that doesn't have a boss over it at all. But still it has enough industriousness about it to provide for its coming winter season by the work that it does all year long to get ready for it. If you teach your children to go into adulthood and they're not prepared for adulthood when they get there, you fail somewhere. When did you leave home, Lewis? And you were 18. It was just the known fact when you graduated from high school, you were out on your own. You were to provide for yourself. How much money did Dad put on your college? I went through my education. It took me 10 years to graduate with a bachelor's degree because I had to pay for it myself. I had to work, go to school. I appreciated my education because I worked for it and earned it. Dad and Mom taught us these kinds of skills to provide for ourselves. I got my inheritance from my daddy in a pasteboard box about this big. And the only thing I remember that was in it was a silver dollar. Don't know why I got it. But there was no bank check, no check that went into my bank account. But Dad taught us how to provide for ourselves. And every one of his seven children were independent from the day that they left home at 17 or 18 years old. That's why it's so shocking to me when I see 28, 29-year-old kids come back home and live with Mom and Dad because they can't provide for themselves. Well, if you do a lousy job raising your children, you're probably going to raise your grandchildren too. That's a sad fact. But the reason they are where they are is because you didn't take enough time to teach them how to provide for themselves. The father will guide his child in developing a skill so that he can provide for himself. The Jews used to say that if you don't teach your children a skill, you've taught them to be a thief. Now, that might be an exaggeration, but it's emphasizing the point. This is not as simple as just sending a